Today I would like you to turn in your Bible to the book of Philippians. I'll be speaking from Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Let's read this verse together. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Jesus Christ. Now, Paul was especially dear to these believers at Philippi and greatly appreciated by them. When Paul was put in a Roman prison for preaching the gospel, they sent a gift, a care package by the hand of their pastor to help meet the need of the Apostle Paul while he was in prison. And Paul sent this letter back to them by the hand of Epaphroditus, their pastor, to express his love for them. He calls them several times, "My dearly beloved brethren." Paul loved these people. Paul preached the gospel to these people, and they loved and appreciated him. And he sends this letter back to them to express his love for them. Also, giving thanks unto God for the gospel which they believed, which they received by God-given faith, to encourage them to stand fast for the faith. Stand fast for the gospel. Don't waver. Don't move. And to assure them that God would meet all their need. That's why he closes this epistle by saying, "My God, the living God, the true God, shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ." Now this morning, let's consider several things together from this text. The first one is this, our great necessity. Our great necessity. Everyone listening to the broadcast this morning has a great need. We are by birth and by nature, as David says throughout the Psalms, poor and needy creatures. We're sinful creatures, guilty creatures, in need of many, many things of God. I need not borrow from the needs of others. I have plenty of my own need. We have many temporal needs, food, shelter, clothing, medical care, personal needs, family needs, economic needs. Our needs are as many as the hairs of our head, our temporal needs. If we took personal inventory, all our need, we'd be overwhelmed. But listen to this precious promise the Lord gives us in Matthew 6:32. Your Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, these temporal things. He knows we have need of these things. But He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." We do have temporal needs, but our temporal needs are very small compared to our spiritual need. A man may, with the blessings of God, provide for his needs of his body, for his temporal needs, but who shall provide for the requirements of our soul, of our spiritual need? Pardon from all sin, righteousness to stand before God, wisdom to understand spiritual truth, faith to receive the truth, spiritual life to believe the truth, reconciliation unto God. Who can provide these things? The sinner certainly can. Justification from guilt, redemption from all transgression, salvation from all our iniquities, grace to help in time of need, comfort in time of trial. You see, all of our spiritual need that we have, and we're unable to provide these things. Grace and comfort, mercy to daily refresh our soul. It might be better to ask this question, what do we not need? We're absolutely helpless to supply our own spiritual need, our great necessities, our temporal or our spiritual need. We're shut up to one source, our God. Now that's my second point here. The poor and needy sinner has a great need. But my friend, don't despair. We have a great helper. Paul says here, "My God." My God shall supply. My God. Here's a promise of Scripture in Hebrews 4:16. Let us come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help. When? In time of need. My God. Who can meet every need of the believer? Who can meet every need of the guilty sinner? David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Only our all-sufficient, all-wise, almighty God can meet our every need. Who is this God of Paul? Well, Jeremiah says, is there anything too hard for God? Who is this God of the Apostle Paul where he says, "My God"? My friend, He's the living God, the true God, who is the Almighty, all-sufficient, all-powerful, and there's nothing too hard for God. With salvation, with men, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. He's the God of all providence. The God of all providence. He said, I've spoken it. I'll bring it to pass. I've purposed it. I will do it. Isaiah 46. He's the God of all grace. The God of all grace who hath called us unto His eternal glory by and through Jesus Christ, Peter said. He's the God of all salvation. Salvation's of the Lord, from election to glorification and all the way in between. Salvation's of the Lord, from first, from the Alpha to Omega. Salvation's of the Lord. Paul's God, the God of the Bible, is not a weak and unable God. He's able to perform all that He has promised. And He's promised to never leave us, to never forsake us. David said, our God is in the heavens and He has done whatsoever He had pleased. You see Paul's confidence. Yes, we do have great need, temporal and spiritual need. But our confidence, the confidence of the believer is this, my God, we have a great helper. We have a great helper. Now, thirdly, here's this. Here's our great supplier. Yes, we have a great need, but we have a great God who is a great supplier. He said, my God shall supply. Some render this verse this way and translate it this way. My God will fill to the full all your need. How graciously and freely God gives to the poor and needy. Not to the rich. Not to the righteous. He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. My friend, we have a great need of pardon. But thou art a God ready to pardon. Listen to this promise. Let the wicked forsake his way. The unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and unto our God, for He will abundantly pardon. We do have a great need of pardon, but in Christ, because God shall supply all our need, He's able to pardon. We have a great need of redemption. Redemption and deliverance from our sin. Listen to the promise of Scripture. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. We're redeemed with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have great need for righteousness. That's why Paul said, oh, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through Christ. David said, blessed is a man to whom God would impute righteousness without works. Yes, we do have a great need of pardon, redemption, and righteousness. But my friend, God, my God, the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, He shall supply all your need, pardon, redemption, righteousness, every spiritual need that the sinner desperately has, our God is able to abundantly supply. Now, fourthly, let's consider this. Consider the great resources that our God has. Yes, we do have a great need. But my friend, we have a great helper who has great supplies of pardon, redemption, and righteousness. And consider this fourthly. Look at this verse where it talks about God's great resources. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. According to His riches in glory. Now, consider the riches of God in nature. David said in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Consider the riches of God in nature. He owns all things. Everything that He made is His. He's abundantly rich in all resources. But consider the riches of God in glory. The riches of God in glory. Now, you listen to this scripture in Ephesians chapter 3. And Paul prays this way about the riches that he would bless his people according to that manner. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be all the glory. You see, the riches of God's glory. How does God bless us? Well, not according to our merit. not according to our deeds, not according to our work, but rather according to His inexhaustible riches of His glory. Not our merit, but His glory. Paul said this in Romans 11, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out." God doesn't bless us according to our merit, but according to His riches of glory. In Ephesians chapter 2, we read about this, that God is rich. He describes what we are by nature, children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy, He saved us. God is rich in mercy. Not only that, but He's rich in grace. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." He gives abundantly out of the riches of His glory, but He also gives richly to magnify His glory. He received glory by giving richly. You see, the resources according to the riches of His glory, not according to our works. You can't merit grace. You can't merit mercy. God gives richly out of the abundance of His glory. Now, here's the last thing. Here's the channel by which our God supplies every need. He said, "My God, the living God, the true God, shall supply all your need, pardon, righteousness, redemption, everything the guilty sinner needs. My God shall supply according to His riches in glory." Now, lastly is this, by and through and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Does God supply all His people's needs by and through Jesus Christ? Does He? Does He supply all our need through Christ? Absolutely, always, and only. How? Let me give you two things, two reasons. How does He do this? By giving us Christ Himself. The person that has Jesus Christ has all things. Listen to this promise of Scripture. Paul said, "All things are yours, for you are Christ, and Christ is God." Now, if you have Him, in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and the believer is complete in Him. We're accepted in the Beloved. How does God supply all our need? By giving us the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Of His fullness. Of His fullness have we all received grace for grace. By giving us Christ, the man who has Christ, has everything. Secondly, by giving us all things by the virtue of His merit. We deserve no blessing, but He does. God said, "This is My beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." He honored the law on our behalf. He died as a sinner substitute to put away our sin. We deserve no blessing, but He does. When He had by Himself purged our sin, He sat down at the right hand of God. And my friend, He freely gives us all things that He has earned. God, who spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? We deserve no blessing, but He does. And He freely gives us all things that He has earned. Justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said this to the Corinthians, "But of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption." Now unto God our Father, Paul said, be glory forever and ever. Amen. Do you have need? I do. I'm a guilty sinner by nature. And I need mercy. I need righteousness. My friend, the hope of the guilty sinner is this: my God, the living God, true God, shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, you call or write to me, and I'll send it to you free of charge. You can call me at 631-9053, or you can write to me at this church, 6088 Zebulon Highway, Pikeville, Kentucky,